You want the Fashion 411. So, what are you wearing?
Greetings everybody on Fashionability. This is Emily Davison, one of your co-founders, and today I thought I'd bring you an episode to one of our series called What Are You Wearing? Now, this is a series that myself, Laura, or one of our contributors will post what they're wearing for the day, why they chose to wear it, and how it makes them feel. Now, today I thought I would bring you one on the outfit that I was wearing, all themed around a particular jewellery piece. Now, the reason I decided to wear this particular jewellery piece was because I had seen the new trailer for the Cinderella film for 2015 that Disney are bringing out, and I have a necklace from Tati Divine. It is a perspex mirror necklace in the shape of the Cinderella carriage with the little horses running past, and it's beautiful. It's a statement necklace and it's limited edition, and I looked at this and thought to myself how much I'd love to wear it, and I wanted to theme an outfit around it. So what I went for was quite a wintry outfit because it's in the lead up to Christmas now. I wanted to get a bit more festive. So what I chose was a grey top with sequins on it. It's a knit top and it's got a high neckline. It's got long sleeves and it's semi-fitted, which means it doesn't cling, but neither does it. It's not a loose top. So it's a nice cross between the two. And that was from Marks and Spencer's. And that's quite an old addition to my collection, but it's a classic. And I was wearing it with a pair of skinny jeans in a light blue colour from Levi. And they're just very flattering and just very nice for all occasions. On my feet, I was wearing a pair of Converse. And they are completely studded with sequins. They're amazing. And it's basically like a modern day version of Cinderella's glass slippers, I like to think. So I was wearing those on my feet. I also had a very small silver bangle which had the words "a little too much of a good thing can be amazing," and that was from Pia, and that's in lovely little script writing, and I absolutely loved that. It's adjustable as well. And I was also wearing a pair of just small crystal earrings, nothing too over the top, nothing too major, because I was going into work and I wanted the central point of this outfit to be my necklace and my shoes. And then for a bag, I had my bag that was customised by my mother. I'm not trying to, you know, sell her bags, I'm just pointing out what it was. And she basically paints them and customises them to look like different scenes. And in it, she depicted me to look like Cinderella with the big Cinderella dress on, standing next to the carriage and the castle in the background and all these lovely shades of light blue. And there was also a little mouse in the corner as well. And there was the scene of the countryside in the background. It was really, really pretty. And there's a full description on my mother's blog. I will link it below if you're interested. But like I said, I'm not trying to promote her stuff. I'm just pointing out that that I had with the outfit. And I just thought it would be nice to add that as well, because it's very pretty and it's very fairytale-esque. And for a coat, I had my blue quilted barber coat, which is basically navy blue, and it's in this waterproof, very smooth material with these little sort of quilted bits on it, gold buttons, and it's got a little sort of classic collar, which is basically, you know, a very, very straight, clean cut collar, and it has quite big pockets as well. So I was wearing that because I was going to be going to work afterwards, and I needed to put on my Goldsmiths t-shirt over the top, just so I wanted to have something that was quite in keeping and that wouldn't clash too much, as it were. So that was basically my outfit in a nutshell. And, you know, for my makeup, I went for something quite festive. So I had on a smoky eye, I had a red lip tint, which was by Lush, called the Santa's Lip Tint. And that was just basically a look. I was very fresh faced, but I also had this little sort of element of the festive in there as well. So yeah, that was basically my outfit. I really hope you enjoyed listening to what I was wearing. Let me know if you've got any comments or queries, or if you would like to know details of any of the pieces I've mentioned. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Inclusive Style, and on our blog fashionabilitychannel.wordpress.com, and on our Facebook page, which is Fashionability. All the links will be mentioned below. And thank you so much for watching, and I will catch you guys next time. Bye.